You're listening to Convenience Matters, brought to you by NACS. Whether it's for food, fuel, drinks, or snacks, about half of the U.S. population shops at a convenience store every day. We'll talk about what we see at stores and what the future may hold for our industry.
Who loves paperwork? While I do love the feeling of completing a good long paper form on a clipboard every now and then, I really just don't want to do it all the time. Every shift, every day, a million times a day. Working smarter, not harder is a great mantra and one that we're going to dig into on this episode of Convenience Matters. Hello, I'm Carolyn Schneer with NACS.
And I'm Jeff Leonard, also with NACS. And who doesn't remember that scene in Office Space where you had to fill out those TPS reports and they were mandatory. And not only that, you had to have a cover sheet with that. When you talk about documents, you know, oftentimes there's just, wish there was an easier way. And we're really going to have a roundtable today where we're going to talk about an easier way. And to have that conversation, I'd like to introduce three of our guests today. Let's start off with Roy Strasberger. He's been a guest a couple times on our podcast. He's the CEO of Strauss Global. Also joining him are Eva Strasberger, who is Strauss Global's Director of Strategy and President of Compliance Safe. And the third guest we have is Joe Green. He's Director of Operations for Energy North. And as I said, we're going to talk about compliance documents that oftentimes don't feel like fun to do, but are necessary. And we're going to talk about a better way. So Roy, as we dive into this, I want to start out with you. And can you give us a brief overview of Strauss Global and how you service retailers and share how they can solve challenges that we all feel?
Sure. Thanks, Jeff and Carolyn, for having us on. As you may know, Strauss Global is a contract operator of sites around the country, which means we run people's businesses for them. And as we were doing that, we have the challenge of keeping permits and licenses in place and active in all of the different jurisdictions that we do business in. And frankly, it got to be a real headache of trying to keep up with the various permits, the licenses, the renewal dates, which offices they had to go to. And we were trying to do it through a combination of using spreadsheets, Post-it notes, tickler files, and occasionally we would drop the ball and we would have a permit expire on us. And of course, if that happens or if a inspector comes by and sees that we don't have an active permit, we have to shut down that part of the business. So we lose possibly thousands of dollars worth of sales. We might get some penalties or fines for not having them in place. And so in working through that, we just realized that there had to be a better way than just using spreadsheets. And the problem with, as you know, the problem with spreadsheets is that they're very difficult to update and keep updated with everybody who's in the group. You can't really store documents in a spreadsheet. You can really just keep track of the information that's there. One thing that was really important to us was that there was no way to do any type of alert or alert escalation, letting us know when permits were going to be due, and that we found that different groups in different parts of the country handled their compliance documents in different ways, and so we needed a uniform way of doing all of this in one easy way in a centralized location.
So it was actually really cool because one day at dinner, Roy said, I have an idea that I would like to start using, and I'm going to find a developer and figure out if it would work. So he came up with the name Compliance Safe, and we used it internally. And what it looked like was an interactive dashboard that you could see all the documents that are uploaded onto it. You could see when they expire. And then when you got on, there was a little alarm at the top with notifications, and you also got email notifications, which were sent out 60 days ahead, 30 days ahead, and 7 days. So they were an escalated alert notification system. And you could click on a button, and there the document would show up. You could print it. It was all cloud-based. And basically, overnight, it reduced the work of our compliance officer from hours each week to less than 10 minutes a week. And Roy was able to sleep at night. It was phenomenal.
I mean, one of the big issues that we have, and I think most retailers have, is first of all, we worry about our people. The second thing we worry about is the cash in the store. And the third thing we worry about is getting shut down for some reason, whether it's through the government actions or our inactions. And this took a big headache off our plate in trying to make sure that we're keeping up to date and keeping in compliance with everything that we're doing. And just to kind of take the story a little bit further, as we used it internally and used it for our stores, I was really impressed with the ease that how easy it was to use it, and that we, as Eva said, we reduced our compliance time dramatically and stopped missing deadlines. And so basically what we decided to do is, if it worked well for us as a relatively small retailer spread out all over the country, then it would probably work well for others. And so we decided to take it to that glorious mount on the hill where everybody gets really excited, was the NACS show last year, and brought ComplianceSafe to an exhibition booth in the Cool New Products and wanted to try it out.
So what Roy's directive was, okay, if you can find 4 to 6 people that might be interested in this product, I'm anticipating it's small operators, then I'll be willing to put an investment in to produce it. So the great thing about NACS, of course, is not do you have a huge number of retailers, but there are also vendors and suppliers and manufacturers and people from all over the world. So we went not quite sure what we would expect and opened up the booth, and within the first few hours had over 40 people wanting to sign up as test potential clients. And they ranged from all over the place. There was a guy from China who was building 500 convenience stores. And he said the building certification is a nightmare in China. There was a guy from South Africa who wanted to keep up with his storage tanks permits. Someone from the Caribbean who was concerned about when the hurricanes came through, how she kept up with her documents. And just your everyday person that had a relative running it, they weren't sure what their secret system was, what would happen when they retired, to those who were about 95% confident that they had it right, but it was the last 5% that kept them up at night. So there was a tremendous positive response. There was a real need for this. So we left NACS and went back and took it into development. And it came out at the beginning of this year with Joe as our first customer.
Man, I'm going to miss you guys, seeing you this year. But you know what? That gives us something more to look forward to even next year, right?
Well, visit us virtually. We're going to be exhibiting in the
Crack the Code experience. Yeah. Oh, well, there's that. I mean, I love talking to you here. At least we're catching up, but definitely there too. You made a really interesting point about the secret system. And I know, speaking of missing, Jeff and I haven't actually seen each other since, I don't know, March. And here it is now, cold March. So March's, yeah, what, 6 month. And I know Jeff's secret system of I kind of cracked his code on his secret filing system. But I mean, you know, those piles and piles of paperwork. So I can only imagine.
It is paper-based, yes.
It is very paper-based. And you know what? Do you miss the paper so much anymore, Jeff?
I haven't seen it in 6 months. I'm fine for it, but I don't need it to do my job.
But I could certainly see, because, I mean, if you don't need it to do your job, but then, I mean, if you miss some kind of paperwork of some sort of coding, some sort of permit, Roy, Eva, I mean, like, calamity can literally happen. Like, you may not be able to sell something, right?
That's right. I mean, it's with so many restricted products and regulated products that we deal with these days, there's a lot of permits and licenses that we have to make sure that we have to be able to do that. Health care of food service permits, for example, are something that's really big. And obviously, it's very important in the public's eye that we have those in place and active. And with the pandemic and everything else that's going on, I only see more regulation and permitting that's going to be required in the future. So the paperwork of just trying to run a store is going to become more complicated, more burdensome. And I think it's going to be a challenge for everybody. And just to be clear, this doesn't apply just to convenience stores. This is anybody who has a retail location who needs a permit to be open. This is any business that needs to have some type of documentation or certification process in place. This, the thing that's really cool about Compliance Safe is that it cuts across all types of business entities and enterprises and industries, because everybody, thanks to the government and to what the public expects, there is a system of documentation, permitting, and licensing that everybody has to abide by. And this is a tool to make sure that people don't lose time and don't lose revenue because of a permitting incident.
So for an example, we used to have situations where a health inspector would unexpectedly turn up at the store and want to see a permit or license. And we don't know where it was. It was lost in the file. It had maybe blown away from where it was hanging on the wall. And so that would cause a phone call to be made to HQ, but it could be the weekend. They may not know where that document was either because it was in someone else's office. And now it's really simplified all of this process. So if a health inspector turns up and wants to see a permit, we have different user levels of what the authority is of the user. And you can set one of them to a store employee at a document and print only. So they can go on any device, since this is a cloud-based, pull up the document, print it off, and show it to the inspector on the spot, and then tape it back up on the wall. And that avoids the fine or the shutdown.
I think those are excellent points, because when you think about sometimes where retail breaks down, not necessarily our channel, but our channel too, it is those shifts. It is the weekend. It is those times where where something is, but that doesn't mean everybody else does. And so to simplify that, I think is a big deal. And the other big deal is, try to minimize the amount of time that people spend on things that just don't give much joy. Yes, it's super important, but it allows them to focus more on some of the other parts of their business. And for that, I'd like to talk to Joe for a second about his experience with this. Now, Joe, you're with Energy North, your group director of operations, and the company has 54 retail locations in New England and New York State. And I know that you recently acquired Tradewinds Markets in Maine. I remember seeing some images of their stores. They're really nice looking. So congratulations on that. And you're also involved in the Compliance Safe. And you met up with Compliance Safe and looked at the Strauss Global offer that they had at the NACS show last year. Can you walk us through your experience with this product?
Yeah, thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it. Yeah, when looking at Compliance Safe, there are many benefits that became really, really clear right away. You know, one of the first ones has already been mentioned, but I want to stress the fact that replacing the hard to manage Excel spreadsheets that we used to have, trying to couple that with Outlook reminders, you know, with this particular product, it's intuitive, user-friendly. It's a dashboard that, you know, really issues those automated emails and notifications for upcoming renewals. As we said earlier, you know, the 30, 60, 7-day deal, those are really, really helpful. It keeps you on point. You know, the system minimizes any chances of missed deadlines, you know, really, you know, with the fines that can come up with these type of things. And, you know, even those store closures, those scary store closures, it really minimizes the chances of those things happening. I found it really beneficial because it reduced the time required for, you know, document management. Everybody said this already a few minutes ago, but it really is a hassle trying to keep all the papers in line and this interface is just very user-friendly and it's very easy to navigate. So really appreciate that. Another thing is that, you know, added security, you know, so these documents are important. You know, it kind of puts an end to losing those important renewal documents as well, because everything's documented, everything's there, ready to go. This especially came in handy, you know, when the COVID pandemic came in, because right after we joined in, boom, we got hit with COVID, and really everything was right on the cloud, so we didn't have to worry about it. Our office closed, and we're still able to access everything right on the web. You know, it also, I think it was mentioned about the shared authorization only access, and that was helpful because you have many people interfacing on this cloud, and some of them you don't want to be able to change things. You just want the print only option. And so that really was important, but it also kept them stayed in the loop. So, you know, and then we, as you said, we acquired the Tradewind sites a few weeks ago, and, you know, Compliance Safe was a real advantage. I saw it being very helpful in the aspect where we were able to quickly and accurately integrate the accounts right on the system. And, you know, we were able to store those new permits and compliance documents, and we were ready to go, and it made things much easier. You know, in my opinion, this is an essential tool for the C-store industry.
Joe, so as you, I'm going to just jump on that last part that you talked about with the Tradewinds acquisition. Well, any acquisition, I would imagine, is difficult. It's like literally walking into Jeff's office and trying to figure out his filing system. So you got to, you know, you really got to dig through things. And I mean, especially during this COVID time when people might not be in the offices where they would normally be or able to tell you where everything is. So
are
I can imagine.
An overthrow, by the way?
No.
Okay.
But I think it, I think that it's got to be useful to be able to find everything in one place. I mean, I can't even find half of my stuff in my house, let alone, you know, and I don't have the same concerns you guys do. So I guess my point would be is, are you, this had to have been useful in this last situation.
Yeah. I mean, I think it was really helpful to be able to go on and say, okay, what am I missing? Take a look at some of the other locations that we had in Southern Maine and say, okay, here's a checkbox. Okay. This location has this one. Well, will the new location need it? You know, so it's really, really helpful to, we didn't have to all of a sudden get an inspector come in and say, hey, did you get that application done yet? And all of a sudden be stuck looking at each other saying, uh-oh, we're in trouble.
And I imagine with when you're looking at acquisitions, you have folks that you're acquiring on the team are looking, it's like, these guys, you know, they have their act together. And when they see something like this, they go, whoa, they certainly do.
Yeah, it was really seamless, and I attribute that to the product that these guys have. Like I said, Compliance Safe really saved me a lot of headaches.
So I want to go back and talk a little bit on the COVID-19 situation. I mean, we're 6 months in, and Roy, you touched on it a little bit in terms of you're only seeing more permitting needing and more. More, what's the right word, like backup for that you're doing the right things, that you're doing the forms. I know every time my kid goes to a practice, I have to fill out a COVID form on a Google form or Google document, and I still can't remember it. It's been like 3 months, and every time I'm running out the door going, does anyone fill out the form? Anyway, but they have to keep that, and there's safety reasons, and there's very valid reasons why, you know, coaches and employees need to know, you know, did you get your temperature taken? Did you do running a fever, anything like that, for the safety of not only the employees, but the customers? And Eva, can you tell us a little bit more? Maybe you have some experience, or maybe this is Roy, either one of you. What are some other ways that this has been really helpful during the COVID-19 experience in the last few months?
Well, the main reason is the working away from home. There are a lot of people who have these kept in their offices and they just couldn't access the files. So with it being cloud-based, they were able to do that. And then they've been using kind of using it in different ways. My feeling is that 5 years from now, what Compliance Safe offers today, you'll see it very expanded and very different, because we're getting feedback now from customers saying that, hey, we'd like to use it for training certification. We've got someone who's using it rather oddly to keep up with expiration on passport dates. They have 11 passports in the family. So when those expire, there are ways that people are using it for regulatory. We had one client talking to us about the fact that he has rental accommodations, drivers. So he was looking at for the driver's licenses, for the warehouses, car washes, a large variety. It wasn't just the 8 convenience stores he had. So they're finding ways that it doesn't even have to have an expiration date. It's a way to keep essential documents on there. It's a secure cloud-based system. They know where it is. They can go and see it all. They can print it off. And we didn't really discuss the fact that there is a link that as you load up a document, upload it, you can choose from your contacts list a banker, a third-person party. Jobbers can use it to send to their dealers to say, hey, this is about to expire. But also, if you, for instance, if you have a loan with a bank and they need to require to see that you've updated your documents each year, it just gets sent to them directly. So there isn't the hunting down of the document. The person sees it coming in. It's done automatically. So that's all been very, very useful. And though you were talking about COVID, it's not just COVID. It's also, as I was saying earlier, the hurricanes and the fires and any of these natural disasters that are coming along.
And just to expand a little bit on the COVID, as in the COVID example, is everybody in March went home expecting to be out of the office for a couple of weeks, and 6 months later, they're still out. And that two things kind of comes from that. First of all, as Joe talked about, he was referenced, you know, if you can't get back in the office and there's documents that you need to have, then you can at least you can access them through the cloud and you have copies of them and you have all the backup that you need. So the old filing cabinet and things that were located in the office on the pile of papers on the desk are not really relevant anymore. But one of the things we were hearing from folks specifically about COVID is that with the government offices shutting down, no one was getting notices as to when permits were expiring or when payments were due. And because of Compliance Safe and being able to track that yourselves, people were being able to stay on top of and ahead of the government authorities as far as notices being sent out and information being given out. So they could actually be paying and taking care of their renewal processes online before they were being notified by the authorities who hadn't gotten around to doing it. So the idea that in a situation, whether it's a COVID, which I hope is a very rare occurrence, but hurricanes in the south, fires on the west at the moment, or just super snowstorms in the north and northeast, there's a sense of security and confidence that one has that you can stay on top of a very critical part of your business and something that keeps your business in business while making sure everything is in compliance.
Because one of the confusing issues for some people with the fact that they would get notifications from the government authorities saying, we have actually extended the deadline for 2 months. And they said, okay, so how do we do with that? It's a note that's come through. We're living in somewhere far away. How do we make sure that everyone's aware of that? Well, they just got on, put a note by the document saying date has been extended, and that solved it. And they also uploaded the instructions from the authority to show where the instructions were for the future renewal.
Roy, we've known each other a long time, and we love talking about history and the evolution of convenience and all those things. But one of the things I'm seeing right now is, and I'm sure you'll agree, is the importance of the word safe, the importance of the word trust, the importance of the word security. Convenience remains paramount, but those words are almost lockstep with convenience. So in looking at how things are now, what are you, Roy, what are you talking to oil marketers and jobbers and how this Compliance Safe may be built into their offer, as the way of the future in addressing safety, security, and trust with your retailers and with your consumers?
Well, Jeff, I think that Joe would agree with me on this, is that in the whatever the new normal post-COVID, continuing COVID world is going to be, health and safety is going to be a major concern. And frankly, we're seeing this as a competitive advantage. I mean, this is something that one has to do to keep the trust of the public, and especially based upon how frequently a convenience store interacts with the public and with the customers, having a safe, having a healthy, having a place where people have confidence about coming in and doing business with you is paramount. And so we're really pressing this in our own stores to be putting that message across to our customers. But we're also finding a lot of associations and organizations and folks like jobbers who want to use Compliance Safe to help keep their dealers in compliance. Because in that particular case, there are certainly safety concerns. In the case of a jobber, you don't want to have a product or a program like an underground storage tank that's leaking, causing environmental damage. But it's also a case that if somebody's fuel delivery manifest has not been renewed properly, you can't deliver fuel to the site. So therefore, the jobber is out of commission from being able to sell until that's fixed or until the underground storage tanks are inspected or whatever those things may be. And one of the great things about compliance safe, and one of the things we were very specific about developing it, is that it's easily used and easily attainable by small independent operators. It is an affordable program for one store. It's not part of a huge enterprise paperwork document management system. It is a program that we feel does a very specific job very, very well, very easily. And as Joe said, it's a very intuitive way that even the smallest operator can feel secure that they're having all their documents and their compliance issues taken care of.
So if there's one thing that this discussion, this roundtable has underscored, is the need to really just keep things, well, together in the same place, but in a cloud-based system, and compliance safe sounds like one that would be an awesome one for convenience retailers and others that are listening to use too. So, as a potential solution, Roy or Eva, can you tell us where listeners can learn more about compliance safe?
Very easily, you can go to compliancesafe.com. And we're also very excited that we were a finalist in the tech section for CSP's 2020 Retailer Choice Best New Product Contest. And you can read about us there. And CIO Review has informed us they will be listing us as one of their 10 most promising compliance companies in 2020. So there's lots of exciting things coming up. And of course, we're always happy to speak to anybody and give a demo. You can find all that information on compliancesafe.com.
Nice. And if you want to know a little bit more about Strauss Global, I'm going to put a plug in for them. They're at straussglobal.com. But I will say that this has been a really cool experience. And I would not have imagined 5 years ago that our convenience store company was starting to become a tech company. So it's really a weird experience.
Well, thank you so much, Roy and Eva and Joe. Thanks for being on our show today. Thank you for teaching us some really cool ideas. And thank you so much for being on Convenience Matters.
You're listening to Convenience Matters, brought to you by NACS. Whether it's for food, fuel, drinks, or snacks, about half of the U.S. population shops at a convenience store every day. We'll talk about what we see at stores and what the future may hold for our industry.